I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the wake of one of the worst cyclones to hit Myanmar, the country's junta government has finally allowed some aid on the ground. But it may not be soon enough for those who are in the outlying regions. Global Events' David Shibley notes that mission groups who are already on the ground can be significantly used. So there's a great hope for evangelistic opportunities since the tragedy often opens the doors for the gospel. And this summer, Russian Ministries hopes to see 5,000 children from the former Soviet Union at their evangelistic summer camps. The camps will be held in Russia, as well as in other places like Chechnya, Moldova, and the Ukraine, where many people struggle with poverty, violence, alcoholism, and the AIDS virus. One boy named Sasha was thinking about suicide before he received Christ at summer camp, so pray that the funds will be raised to allow children like Sasha to attend summer camp this year. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Prayer points are available 24/7 at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.